Hello everyone, David here. Before we start, a slight disclaimer stroke apology. At around the 3 minute 40 mark, just as we're about to talk about the game against Zlin, we had some kind of technical issue that I don't know exactly what it was, and I didn't pick it up until I went back in the next day to edit it. So we sound very robotic for about 4 minutes. So if you want to skip that bit, you can. It's only about 4 minutes long and then it gets back to normal. Just thought I should warn you. Anyway, on with the show. Hello and welcome to Zbrojovcast, the English language Zbrojovka-Bano podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm here in a very limited and specific way.
Right. Is that a reference to something?
You know how, where we come from, there's a government.
Right, yes.
Remember that government's apparently going to break international law?
Yeah, I think government is a very loose term.
In a very specific and limited way.
Yes, okay, right.
See, I'm contemporary. I read the paper.
Good, do you? All right. Well, yeah.
That really sums up what the next hour is going to be like, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't really know where to go from that. Actually, I do know where to go because we're going to give you the menu, the contents. It's going to be Zlin, first of all, and our away trip to that thing, or not our away trip, but the boys' away trip to that thing. We've got two previews, not Slovatsko and Plzeň. Do you want to...
I might have done a preview for a match that didn't exist. So I did a Slovatsko preview, and now I've hurriedly had to do one for Sigma Olomouc, who are actually playing.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun. We've got Hot or Not beer of the podcast and another visit from an old friend, plus a newly thought out bit of outro music, and I'll tell you for why. We were going to continue with the idea of taking one from the like players playlist that they've been putting on Spotify. Lukasz Krzysztofek, who does still exist, it was his turn this week, and it was a cavalcade of Kabat, Skvor, and somebody else of just very, very average middle road Czech stadium rock. So we're not doing that anymore. We're doing something far more relevant and sensible.
I mean, that boy's getting a hard time now, unfortunately, because he's not only can he not operate legs properly.
I'm also bashing his music taste.
This is it, yeah.
I mean, I'm not normally... Well, who am I kidding? I'm always one to bash somebody else's music taste.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, so we're not doing that. We've got something else. So you'll have to listen all the way to the end for that and why it's relevant. But before that...
Yeah.
Yeah. By the Smiths, you heard there, because like I said, not us, we didn't go for reasons, but we were playing against Bohemil Panik's Zlin, and, you know, having a surname that is very meme advantageous is kind of fun, but it also means that he got to coach a well-staffed and competent team against ours, so I'm going to call this section Panik at the Shit Show.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. I feel that this is this going to get past various senses that this is episode title?
Yes. I mean, we've sworn in episode titles before, I'm sure. Yeah. They're not checking us that much for our, like, couple of hundred odd listeners. Thanks, by the way.
Generous.
Hello, listener. How are you? Anyway, we went down the road to Zlin.
Boy, was the boot on the other foot.
It was, yes, good. True reference, got one in early, nice. Right, I'm going to read out the starting 11 because we both had to write it down because what the hell. Floda retook his place in goal.
Right, I'm all for that, that's fine.
Yeah, the front two, predictable enough, fine.
Okay, we'll get on to that.
Yes, ostensibly it was a 3-5-2, or that's how they were saying it was lined up. A back three of slight midfielder Adrian Čermák, Honza Hlavica, who is a fullback in the middle.
On his first ever top league appearance.
Yep, and your friend and mine, Jakub Aleksejevich Černín, as the left of three centre halves, the what, 18, 19 year old Jakub Černín. So we've got a smallish midfielder, a fullback starting his first game in the centre,
who looks and, like Robin,
and a rookie basically. Then I guess it was sort of wing back Stepanovski and Schumbauer on each side.
They tried that.
They tried. Vaněk, Folsek, and Sedlak through the middle, and Rusek and Přichystal up front.
Folsek and Přichystal. Rusek was the midfield.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Because I was when you said you know top
yeah,
two.
I totally misread. Yeah, I totally misread that.
I mean, to be honest, I was misreading this lineup for about 2 hours after the game had been finished, trying to piece together what on earth it was. I then realised that we had no Moravec, no Barić, no Hladík, no Šural. So,
we can't really do... No Chris Dufek, no Drexler.
As a given, those two as well. And then the question does become, who on earth, if you're playing forward at the back, do you crowbar into left back? The hashtag problem position.
Yeah.
So we decided to say, you know what, we don't really need defenders. So we tried to do something that I don't think I've ever seen Spurs play before. Which says something.
Mm. Where's the Iceman when you need him on a kind of emergency basis? You know, at least somebody who could actually use their left foot would have been nice. But you know,
that's true.
Yeah.
What were the problems of the 3-5-2 then?
What were the problems?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Schumbauer being in it,
yes,
is one. We'd play that way. There should have been, I'm assuming the idea was to create some kind of midfield diamond with Vaněk at the base and Rusek at the top. That's not how that works. I don't understand any of it really, but particularly Čermák. Who would I have put back there? Sedlak, because he's played at the back before. Surely that was the whole point of him spending the end of last season as a defender.
We could have done a 4-4-2 with Schumbauer at left back.
True.
He's played there before. I mean, it was a very narrow victory against a team from the third tier in the cup. But, you know...
But yeah, none of this makes sense. Like, Sedlak did okay as a kind of emergency fullback. That would have left Černín and, okay, Hlavica, at least he's a defender, and then Step and Shumbi either side. But, yeah, I don't know.
Did you hear Michalek's comments?
I did not,
about this? Okay, well, because he said, harking back to a statement that he'd made before the season began, that the Zborovka were going to play a little differently against each opponent, you know, sort of based on sort of strengths and weaknesses and so on. You see, the problem with that is that nobody knows where the hell they are in something like a 3-5-2. And let's be generous, because it was an international break. Let's say they've been drilling this for a week.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the one thing, and this is what everyone who was at the match was saying, everyone was watching it, extended analysis, highlights and stuff, saying no one could string a fucking pass together.
Mm.
And this is very similar to some previous performances this season, sorry, both of them. Like, it's still like very basic stuff about being able to pass a ball and find space. This didn't work. Then even what they did was they brought on Endel and changed to a 4 in the second half. And at that point on, it was already too late.
Yeah.
We've not discussed the score yet, but it was them that took the lead first, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you would assume the back three was to combat the Drame, Poznar, Yavo front three of Zlín.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just sort of throwing that shape at it and expecting it to work as a shape we've never played before just seemed completely counterintuitive to me. Anyway, we'll come on to that. The score... was opened by Antonin Fantish, who was a Football Manager favourite of mine for quite some years. Didn't know he was actually Hapsleen at this point, but there you go.
Well, neither actually did Chernin. It's just like, where the fuck are you? This I wouldn't say angered me, slightly upset me, I don't know. But like that goal is sort of like, who's picking him up? I've never seen someone like have so much space, like just to basically get a free header away like that.
Yeah.
And it's
He did nonsense. Place it well, to be fair. He placed it literally the only place that Flutter couldn't have got it, which you know, fair enough. But if you've got all that time, then yeah.
Do you know what could have been there, though? A defender.
Yeah, true, yes. So lack of defenders is a theme we've got going for this for this angry section.
It then turned into a lack of defenders disguised as midfielders as well.
Well, actually, the weird thing is, 5 minutes or 4 minutes later, Stefanovski scores, and who is it that's putting in a cross from 40 yards away but Jakub Chernin, who for some reason has appeared on the touchline, just past the halfway line, and decides to swing in a 40-yard cross. Not entirely sure what he's doing there. I think, you know, Shumbra's gone AWOL. But, that's madness what he's doing there. Decent ball, but but still.
Decent ball.
No right to be there.
As a finish of sorts.
Yeah, it's sort of stumbling, couple of bites at it, sort of a finish.
And then at that point, you're like, are we actually going to be back in the game, though? Because it looked very much like one-way traffic in some regards.
Mm. It was one where you felt we could have nicked a point, probably. Like,
I mean, around the half an hour mark.
It would have been nicked.
Around the 30, 35 minutes mark, you are thinking, you know, this could be, you know, set out for a point here.
Yeah.
The problem with football is that it usually lasts 90 minutes.
Yes, and after 41 of those, Stefanovski manages to get his marching orders for the crappiest, clumsiest, most pointless second yellow card I've ever seen.
It's like in nowhere in the pitch. It's such a meaningless spot.
Midfield, Conde gets the ball, is going absolutely nowhere. Step trips him, grabs his shirt, right in front of the referee. What are you doing? I mean, just idiocy. Absolute idiocy. And that was kind of it, basically. Like, we weren't really coping with 11. There was no way we were going to cope with 10. And sure enough, 4 minutes after the restart, Jiráček pops up with a goal, and that was kind of it, really. Polished it off. They made it 3-on-54. Jabo scored. Actually, I tell you what, before half-time, we actually should have been 2-1 down, because Chantorishvili deserved a goal
off the post,
for an absolutely blinding strike from the left-hand
lovely
side.
Strike. He had a very good game.
Yes, he was everywhere, wasn't he? Yeah, he was very good. Yeah.
We were sort of everywhere as well, but not in a good
not in
way.
A good way. Mm.
I wouldn't say lost for words, because we've sort of seen this before, but the one thing that sort of that struck me, I was having one of my shower philosophy moments. I was ended up watching a bit of Brighton Chelsea, last night.
Right.
And they were talking about how, you know, this was a different summer for the Premier League. You not had the preparation they usually do. And actually, Chelsea had only had one pre-season friendly, which was, funnily enough, against Brighton. And that was maybe thinking that generally the break in the summer is really short in Czech football anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually not been that much of a disadvantage. Like, we still played 5 or 6 friendlies and stuff. So it's like, how on earth have we then come out to 3 games in a league that we've just been promoted into with 3 entirely different formations and lineups? I don't get it. Like, I mean, I know there's enough to, I understand this whole, oh, we should be reacting to, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of the opposition and so on. But when we don't actually have a system that anyone knows already, We're just setting ourselves up for fucking nothing.
Yeah,
aren't we?
I actually don't think we should be setting ourselves up for different opposition. We should have been playing exactly the way that everyone, all the pundits and media predicted we would kind of attack this league. Very high pressing, very high tempo, exactly how we finished the end of last season. Yeah. We haven't done that at all. It's been bizarre.
And this is the one thing that we did say as well, that if you are going to play this sort of swashbuckling attacking football, like, you know, previous employers of Mihalić in Leshen, who are actually doing very well in the second tier, you've got to score goals. We don't look like we're actually going to find the net, especially when you actually have a striker who is tipped as a hot prospect, who played a quarter of an hour for the Czech Republic last Monday, playing in the fucking midfield.
Yeah.
When, like, I think you specifically, David, said in the previous season, when Přihistal and Rusek were together, that was the ideal strike partnership, and they were playing off each other. Mm-hmm. Can't really play off each other if this got this diamond sort of thing, and you've got Adam Fosek up on the side as a sort of tech artista, or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be right at the moment. Like, what Adam Fosek is a good midfielder. Might as well play him there instead of the striker.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, that was a very frustrating. Do you want to get angrier and talk about apparent racism, or shall we?
I mean, we can, because why the fuck is that happening still in 2020?
I'm too slightly depressed and irritated by this. One of the things I did see and riled me up quite a lot was one of the ultras groups, the one that always rocks up with that fucking Confederate flag.
Oh yes.
Put a thing on Facebook where they took a photo and they blamed the fact that they were provoked into doing what they did and acting how they acted. That was their defense. But that was also saying that the Johnny Kenter's gang were also felt provoked.
Johnny, like, what a bunch of absolute snowflakes. Like, the Johnny Kenter's gang, who were completely absent from last season because there wasn't anyone to fight and stir up trouble with.
Although 2 years ago they did smash up a coffee shop for expressing, you know, sympathetic views towards immigrants. So, you know, big lads, big men.
I mean, when I was 11 years old, I liked to pretend I was in a gang.
Yes, good.
But all this sort of stuff, and as much as you can sort of tweet out and be like, oh, really hope that the culprits are, you know, sort of brought and banned and stuff, you know that absolutely nothing is going to happen. Mm. And I think probably as well, because it's not as, this stuff is not seen as high profile as perhaps the some of the more targeted stuff that was happening against Victoria Pilsens. I forget his name off the top of my head.
Jean-David Bogiel.
Yes. And that was a thing. But then that was also like reduced capacity. They could spot who the racist was. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, predictably, you had a lot of Czech social media trying to defend him. Like, this sort of stuff just kind of has to stop. And it needs to stop as soon as possible. But I just feel it's not going to. And I have this sort of sense of hopelessness about this, especially at this time, when you'd say that issues of race and society are really at the forefront of the discourse at the moment. It doesn't seem to be at all happening or at all dealt with here.
Right, yes, on that depressing note, and actually talking of racists, Sigmar Olomouc we've got next.
yes, very good. Very good, world-beating Sigmar Olomouc.
Yeah, shall we talk a little bit about them?
Let's have a little bit about them.
So, one of the times I remember playing Sigmar Olomouc at home was when we were standing behind the goal in S, and it was a very lovely day, and there was a kid a row in front of me. He would have been about probably 6 or 7 years old. And he had one of those gigantic wooden football rattles. One of those things from the 50s. Aye. And whenever Sigma were kicking this way and they got the ball and started to kind of, you know, approach our goal, he would stand up, rattle his rattle and shout, "Sigma Phi!" as loud as possible. And his dad looked bloody proud of him. And I very much enjoyed that. I hope he's still doing it to this day at the age of whatever he is now.
Do you still have that rattle eye?
So,
unfortunately, we're going to be watching this game.
Yeah.
Because it's at home.
It is home 3:30 on Sunday afternoon.
And you're absolutely sure it's not Slovacko?
I'm absolutely sure it's not Slovacko.
Okay, fantastic. Are we going to pretend that I've done a lot of in-depth research about this then?
We can.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I mean, if you know anything about Sigma, David, and I don't, they've had a reasonable start to the season.
They have. They're seventh at this point, I think. They beat Bohemka 3-0 in the game just gone. They started strongly by beating Slovan Liberec.
Lost to Sparta, which you're supposed to with this Sparta team. And they also put on a really good performance against Scotland.
Yes, the Moravian national team.
Half a Sigma seem to be playing in that... nightmare of a tie.
Mm. They've signed humans, I believe.
Yes, they've got Florent Paulolo.
Paulolo.
I think that's how you pronounce it. Martinique from Getafe.
Oh, good, yeah. Getafe.
So I think he's also played in other clubs.
So. He says bringing up Transfermarkt on his phone very quickly.
Hey, I do this all on my own. This is not going to be a great preview. I mean, I can let you know, I think we'll lose.
Again, it's one of those where I would take a point. It is a derby that is quite... It's quite sort of heavily contested as a derby because Olomouc don't really have anyone near them. Like, geographically, it's about halfway between here and Ostrava. Mm-hmm. But sort of in both of our heads, we've got bigger fish to fry, us and Ostrava. So Olomouc is quite a big one for sort of both sides in a way, I think. It's, you know, relatively felt.
It's a team you want to beat.
Yeah.
For sure. Particularly nasty set of football fans as well in Olomouc, which...
Weird for such a nice town.
Very nice, sort of like middle class, sleepy sort of city, but they're a complete nightmare.
It was Sigma fans who got into trouble last year or 2 years ago for they were away in Prague and there was a bunch of Sigma fans beat up a black guy on a tram in Prague, which is utterly lovely. Well done.
Sigma fans that were involved in the initial racial abuse in Torca.
Yeah, the horrible bunch for from such a nice, laid-back, student-y sort of town, really.
But people in glass houses and all that, I suppose, we're also, as the weekend shows, more, just as capable of that. The thing about the Sigma game is, as well, and I'm not even saying this as a cover for the fact that we've not really done as much research as we'd like on this one because of, well, my own fault. But it's not really about their squad at this point. I think it's about what the hell are we going to do when you have all these players out? How are you going to line up? And what are we actually going to do to turn things around? One thing that we, I think, neglected to mention in this lean game is that Černý now has some sort of Achilles problem.
Oh, wonderful.
After that match. So could very much be out for this as well. And
should we move Rusek one back, make him a centre-half?
Anything's really possible at this stage. But it's the big thing that sort of hangs over you when you go up in the league or you start out on a season or any season is if you don't get that first win for a while, it just seems to keep dragging on and on and on. And then once you lose the belief, you then sort of start to lose the dressing room unless you do something about it. And that very much seemed to be the sort of situation that Schuster got himself
into. Good shout, actually, yeah.
And I'm very worried that obviously no one would ever think about questioning the managerial team at this point. But it does need to be remembered that we do not have a back room that has really any much experience at all at this level of football.
Mm.
So how they're going to react is going to be massive, and points will start needing quite desperately to get on the board.
Yeah. I mean, we can take heart in the fact that at the moment, still, even after three games, there are still three teams worse than us.
I'd take heart. Wait, is he still at Burnley? Or
we don't need a goalkeeper. That's actually one position we don't actually need that much reinforcement in, to be fair.
But we need signings.
Yeah.
We need signings because it's going to turn into the sort of brutal truth at some point down the line that players aren't always good enough that just boss the second tier.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Anyway, that's...
Do we have anything positive for this podcast, David? Or is it all
It's all coming up. Oh, it'll all be good stuff. Don't worry. Don't worry.
like a blue Mitsubishi in the club. It's all coming up.
What? Oh, right.
That was an ecstasy joke.
Yes, so I was going to say, I'm a lot more innocent in my youth than you were.
Britney Spears over here, man.
You see, lightening up already. And we're going to get even lighter with a bit of Beer of the Podcast action.
After I have some meaty lines of cocaine.
Okay. Beer of the
Pod. Ka.
St.
Ta.
Beer of the Podcast, it is Sam, and it was your choice this week.
It was my choice, and when I was looking for a beer...
Because you had to follow up last week's...
a reason that I just knew I had no chance of beating that ridiculous beer. So I just got something I wanted, and something that was a little bit fitting, because we are playing, of course, in a Fortnite Victoria Pilsen.
Right.
So we've gone to Raven Brewery of Pilsen for this one.
Oh, okay, good.
That's good news. Do you want the bad news, David?
Is it full of salt or something bizarre that you like and I'll hate?
No, it's a Weisse.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you're too hot on the Weisse.
I'm not massively hot on the Weisse, but
this is Raven's strawberry-infused Berliner.
Okay.
And it comes with a poem. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
You know what? Okay, right. They've done it. It rhymes in English, but they've also put a translation on it which doesn't rhyme in Czech. So for all the Czechs listening, Jahody so červené, Berliní Weisse je kyselé, přijde trochu rubarbové a dej si ještě jedno.
Well, sure, okay.
Which comes into... This scans very poorly, David. Okay. Strawberries are red, Berliner Weisse is sour, add a touch of rhubarb and drink it hour by hour. Going to drink it hour by hour, because this was 150 crowns for 75, or 0.7 even, not even 7, you're not even getting that extra 50. 3.5%, so very light,
yeah.
So you probably could drink it hour by hour.
Yes, but again, the price is slightly prohibitive. Towards that, well,
it smells like a sour beer from the nose.
It does. It smells very, again, very light, slightly kind of Haribo-ish.
If you go back in, you get the sweetness.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's give this a crack then, shall we? And it is
pleasant.
Yeah. A little bit watery, which is to be expected.
That percentage.
For its, of its percentage.
The problem that you get yourself set up to with these beers that are called like strawberry or mango or something, at least in my head, is that I think that it's going to be like cracking open a Fanta or something like that. It's going to taste like a juice with that thing. But it's still a beer. It's still got to be infused and things like that. So you don't always get it straight in your face. I don't get the rhubarb.
You know what this is slightly like? Mm-hmm. This is like when we went to Scala the other week and I dumped Zon into my half a pint of lager.
Yes.
Lime Zon. This is basically what this feels like to me. Like a sort of lager and lime, but lager and something. Something vaguely fruity.
Shout out to Scala.
Yeah. It's not unpleasant. It's perfectly nice. But
is it worth the money? I doubt it. But
I get a slight bit of rhubarb on the back. On the back there, but not really.
I mean, I like to think, was it worth it for the poem, though? Again, no.
What? Yeah, can I just... Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like that they put it there, but I also don't care, so...
I don't think we've had a raven on this before.
No, we haven't. We haven't had a raven, I don't think. That's so raven, though.
This is a Scottish lad on BBC, isn't it?
I don't
know. Was it BBC? It was this programme for kids, like this magical realism sort of game show thing, and it had Raven, or whatever, lad in a cloak.
I'm doing, vaguely aware of
doing
that,
gauntlet
yeah.
shit.
Like a way better, or, well, to my mind, worse version of Nightmare.
Nightmare
spelt
was
spelt with fun. A K. Yeah, quality. Also spelt with a K. For more poetic stuff, we're going to go in this direction. It was a hard winter, that particular winter, near the town of Koryazma, to the north of Russia.
Does that even exist?
Yes! Okay. on the Vychegda River.
Of course.
And Yakov Alexeyevich Chernin had taken it upon himself to catch some fish. Gathering up his equipment and wrapping himself in his many furs, he trudged out to look for a likely spot. The river had been frozen for weeks now, but he was certain that, having found a good location and trusting to good fortune, he could make a success of his expedition. After almost 2 hours, he arrived at what he was convinced was an excellent spot. It was quiet, secluded, and even offered somewhere for him to sit and rest after a fashion. Thus encouraged, Yakov Alexeyevich cut a hole in the ice, sank his line, and waited. Not 15 minutes had passed when his calm and the silence were broken by approaching footsteps. The stranger hailed our stout fisherman, and Yakov Alexeyevich resigned himself to at least some minutes of conversation. "Fishing, I see," remarked the stranger. "What insight," thought Yakov Alexeyevich ironically. "What can I have done to attract all matter of tedious bores when all I have when all I ask is to be able to fish quietly by myself?" "You'll have a job to catch anything here," declared the stranger with evident joy.
"Where's he from?"
"Oh, don't know, shut up." declared the stranger with evident joy, rocking back and forth on his heels. Such unwarranted advice tested Yakov Alexeyevich's patience. "And how would you know? You know nothing of me, nor of my ambitions here," he snarled, continuing to stare straight ahead. "Oh, on the contrary," yelped the stranger. "You'll have a job to catch anything here, and I should know that best of all. After all, I am the manager of this hockey rink."
You get the privilege of hearing yourself back, David, which is something that I won't do. But like, did you deliberately?
I don't know.
Did you deliberately in the last bit go into like, "Oh, Mr. Faulty"?
I don't know.
He speaks English well. He learned it from a book. Like for a moment, I really felt this was going in a different direction with the footsteps breaking the silence, and it was going to just be like, "Oh, Mr. Fisherman."
He's South African, Andy.
I can't do a South African accent, so I can't just jump in there, but yes.
"Turn around and shove this fishing pole up your anus."
Gangbangers!
You gotta love them!
Oh, what a podcast.
Anyway, hot or not?
Yes, just hot. Yes, okay.
Hello, Sam. Got an opinion? Hello, Sam got an opinion. There's goings on in football. There's goings on in football. Is it hot or not? Is it hot or not? Hello, Sam got an opinion. Hello, Sam got an opinion. That's my intro to this week, which is a good lead-in because those are the songs we're leading out with now. Because for the last however many episodes, I've been trying to lead in with a ridiculous cover of a song mentioning hot or not. And we've decided that is going to be the play-out song, so you can hear the original of, for example, that one, which was...
Well, it's Hello, John, Got a New Motor.
By
is that Alexis Sale?
It is, okay. By Alexis Sale, who, if you are Czech, you may know him from The Young Ones, because The Young Ones was relatively big here for a bit. He played landlord Jerzy Balovsky from the Transvaal.
He's got a different name over here, though.
Yeah, go on.
Alexis Sleva.
Excellent. Very good.
Hot or not.
Hot or not, indeed it is. How many have you got for us?
I've got one of one. I can stretch to two hots, but I've got one hot and one not, mainly.
Yeah, I've got one of each. Well, I've got a very quick hot, and then a proper hot and a proper not.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a very quick hot first.
Okay.
Tottenham Hotspur have a 16-year-old youth teamer whose name is Dante Casanova.
That's good.
I just wanted to get that one out there.
There you go.
Because that is magnificent. All right, let's do it properly.
Yeah. Serious hots and serious nots.
Serious hots. All right, give me a serious hot.
Sausage rolls, David.
Is this purely a promotion?
No, it's not. No? I've been given no free things, but...
You're expecting them.
I had sausage roll last night,
mm-hmm.
which you can now get in Brno, and they're very good.
Right.
And sausage rolls are hot out of the oven.
Good.
So, yeah.
Are you going to mention a company? Or?
Not unless they pay me money, actually. Not unless I get some free sausage rolls out of them. So, Jimmy of Jimmy Sausage Rolls, if you're listening...
Yeah.
Which you can find on it. I believe it's is it not a facebook.com/tastytastyrolls to get your hands on ready straight from the freezer homemade sausage rolls anytime you want, day or night.
Good.
That was honestly the best one I had this week.
Really?
It's been a very depressing a very depressing couple of weeks.
All right, I will give you a not because I want to save my hot until the end because I think you'll like it. Okay. My not is, depressingly, celebrity Coventry City fan Richard Keys.
Oh, what's he done now?
Well, if you don't know who Richard Keys is, then you're a lucky, lucky person. He was formerly the kind of, don of Sky Sports football presenting until him and his sidekick Andy Gray got sacked for... Was it sexism?
Sexism, yes.
Yeah, for against Sian Massey, who was the first...
woman referee.
Yeah. And I think they got caught on microphone saying, make us a cup of tea, love, sort of thing. That sort of blah. And he's been exiled to Qatar, where he works for beIN Sports and constantly is basically defends Qatar to the nth degree and is incredibly, absolutely not bitter that he was sacked. Which is
he's a racist as well, I believe. He said
he's
some
many
things.
He's many, many things. He is also a hashtag proper football man.
Oh,
and therefore he has a blog which is an absolute goldmine of proper football mannery. I'm going to read this.
Is this Lovejoy-esque football quips?
It's not, but it is an absolute tick the cliches off as they come. And also, I want you to name the footballer in the gap. This is a little game I've got for you here.
Oh,
okay?
Nice. Oh, I'm not going to be good at this.
No, I don't expect you to get it, but if I have to tell you, it will be exactly who would fit in this gap,
Can I just before you start, are the majority of these going to be Premier League footballers?
It's only one.
Oh, okay.
And I will tell you he's still playing and he was relegated. Okay? So there are your there are your clues. Okay.
Okay. So what are the Troy Deeney quotes?
Well, so I'm gonna read this because you also have to tick off the cliches as they come. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Richard Key says, "I'm not convinced by James Rodriguez," and it is James, by the way. "I'm not convinced by James Rodriguez. If he was a top draw player, he wouldn't be signing for Everton, whoever was in charge. I wouldn't fancy him at Stoke on a wet Tuesday evening in November, but he'll look great when the Toffees are two up at home. For Everton, he's got to make an impact. He's got to dominate games. If I was Ancelotti, I'd be going after player X. That's what Everton need. Player X would be fantastic around the club. Like Phil Jagielka, he's a proper bloke."
Right. I mean, there's a lot to unpack there, isn't there? Like, when he starts going into wet Tuesday nights in Stoke, you are like, he must know.
I don't think he's that self-aware, to be honest.
Because you had that, you had, what is it, he's got
top,
to...
Top player.
He's got to do something.
He's got to dominate games. He'll look great when they're 2-0 up at home, but he's got to dominate games, yeah. Sam. Mm-hmm.
I mean, as my before you even said it prediction, I believe it still stands. I mean, it sounds like a Troy Deeney.
It absolutely is Troy Deeney. Well done.
Troy Deeney!
Yes. If you don't know that, I am obsessed with the fact that every time Troy Deeney is mentioned, I have to say his name in the style of those little lads from Star Wars who sell the robots. Troy Deeney! So there you go. I will also give you Adam Lallana as one as well, in the style of an Ava Banana Cockney sort of noise. So you can have those two. That was my knot anyway. I thought that was entertaining. You
know? That is very Richard Keys. I might be making this up entirely, but aren't like West Brom having a look at Troy Deeney at the moment?
Troy Deeney! If not, they bloody should be. They need somebody to, you know, do it at a wet Tuesday night in not Stoke. I mean, it probably will be Stoke next year again. Yeah. But, they need somebody to score goals at least. I mean, who have they got? Charlie Austin and Hal Robson-Kanu.
Yeah.
That does not a Premier League strike force make. You know, say what you like about Troy Deeney and his, you know, massive balls or whatever he says. Yeah. But, you know, he will get you goals at that sort of club.
That's true.
You had a knot, you said.
I had my knot is... I mean, we're going back to my general malaise stuff of this episode.
Worst commander of the Czech army in history, by the way.
General malaise.
He was useless.
Good. Yeah. Good. Talking about useless, David, my knot is relegated teams from the Fortuna Narodna Liga, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know why I said Narodna, it's Narodny. But, yes, so if you were following what happened, of course, Banik Sokolov and our friends at Vitkovice ended up dropping out of the...
Yep.
Dropped out of the second tier. Sokolov decided that they were actually able to go into the Czech FL, the Bohemian Football League, the third tier in the West. Vitkovice decided that it was for the best to go down another step and then have started their campaign in Divize F. So that's not gone great so far for Vitkovice, who lost to Unia Chlubina of the fifth tier in the cup, who put six goals past them.
Bloody hell.
In a 6-3 defeat. But not as bad as Opava B, who on Saturday beat them 6-0.
Christ.
Oh, you think that's bad? So Sokolov didn't go down the two steps. They did get beat 10-0 by Sparta B on Sunday.
Okay.
10, bracket 10.
10, T-E-N.
played three. 1-0.
Yep.
Drawn 0.
Yep.
Lost 3. 4-0 against 15.
Wow.
3 games.
Yeah. That's... Wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Actually, just as a very minor not thinking about it, I believe it's Unichov. So a quick shout out to Unichov, who I believe have scored something like 26 goals.
Nice.
In the... in like 6 games so far in Moravia. But
good. Excellent work. While the bits of sediment float around in my beer glass, I will give you my final hot.
That was a very sort of like a jazz sort of album cover, isn't it? Sediment in my beer glass. Woman on my mind.
Great. And actually, that's quite a nice segue, because talking of music, are you literally a Czech footballer if you haven't had a song written and recorded about you by Krzysztof? Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I think you're about to be. Oh, by the way, if you've never heard like sort of chart Czech pop rock music ever, this is what every single band sounds like. Když mu stáďák zaspívá, Milan Baroš, klička a gol. Ty vole, to je akcička, nadherná ulička, Milan Baroš, pada a foul. Máme tady penaltu, a Milan Baroš, rana a gol. Ty si náš od malička, máme tě na tričkách, Milan Baroš, pada a foul. A včil všetci na Spartu, bo je to fajný pocit, když celá letna čumí, jak nastupuje král, který všecko umí, jak jim dává přes papulu, naše hvězda z Istanbulu, to se každý chachar usmívá. Být borec jak Milan, to musí být fakt pecka. So what do you reckon?
I mean, where do you start? It's the way Krzysztof acts out like fouls and goals. Mm. It's like shouts at the screen, foul, and it's like, what?
And you know, the fake referee's whistle noise, always a good thing. The thing is, I was gonna save this until we did another football music special, but it's too good, and it only was released, I think, this week.
Yes.
Actually. So I had to put it in.
I mean, it's amazing what I'll write about, you know?
Yeah.
Like Czech rock men with hair of a certain length.
The lyrics are very much, you know, lots of Baroš talking about the, you know, the fact he won the Champions League, the hero of Istanbul, both for Liverpool, and the fact he, you know... To be fair, he banged in an absolute shit ton of goals for Galatasaray as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, his name is on all our shirts, and all the kids and toddlers know his name, and etc. Every Silesian tongue is talking about him, etc. It's quite remarkable work.
It's just, I mean, it's visit Silesia.
Ostrava exclamation marks!
Three of them.
Three exclamation marks.
Very strange part of the world. I find our Silesian brothers and sisters to be.
Are they
still full of the COVID? Or is it just Prague now?
I don't know. But that was fun, I thought. Bit.
Well, it's a really neat segue as well, David, because that was a football song and this is a football podcast, and there's going to be more football up next.
Yes. Victoria Plzeň. I will add briefly, as both a hot and a not, if you haven't seen it, find the miss for Ostend against KV Mechelen. Astor Vranks is the name of the guy who, you know, miss of the season so far. We're only a week in. And also, the other thing is, Astor Vranks is absolutely a character from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Shabba's brother.
He's also that, yes. Anyway, Victoria Plzeň.
Victoria Plzeň.
Our beer brewing friends to the northwest.
Our friends. And emphasis actually on friends, because I think that the... I've yet to meet an Arsenal Plzeň supporter just yet.
Mm.
Very nice guys who often come and see Zborovka play when we're up in that part of the country.
Yes, when we were in Sokolov last season, there was a sort of group of about 15 of them met us off the train, didn't they? That was fun. Yeah.
They also came through to Pardubice as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They get about and they're good guys, and hopefully that will be open to away fans, though I'm not really holding my breath currently with the situation.
But what do we know about them?
Well, they don't look as good as they did last season or the season before.
Aging squad. And
Well, that was actually, I mean, we can cut to that actually right now, because that's one of the questions, or one of the things that I wrote down, is that, like, surely this is Limberski's last season.
At the age of 709, I would say that, yes. This is basically, if you remember them doing very well in the Champions League sort of 4, 5, 6 seasons ago, this is basically exactly the same side. They haven't really sort of progressed from there. That core is still the same, and they're all 30-something.
Mm-hmm.
Will bringing in Zdeněk Ondrášek at the age of 31 from FC Dallas make a difference?
Yes.
We will see.
That's a good signing. That's a good signing because they probably got him cheap or free or something. Like, they've, saying that as well, that they spent 850,000 euros on your man from Karvina, the Ivorian under 23 player. What's his name again? Adriel Balua.
Pacey winger. Drawn a blank, I'm
Pacey
afraid,
winger, and he's like 20, 21 ish.
Right.
So he's definitely one for the future. So they forked out for that. And there is still a lot of quality at heart. I mean, like, if you look
absolutely. Yeah.
If you look at the actual Czech Czech football team, not the fake one that almost beat Scotland, you still have, you know, players like Brabec, Kalvach, Kopic, like decent quality over
A couple of Slovak internationals in there as well, I think, as well. Is Michal Juric still in there?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, he is. And, like, so they are still a good team. They're an experienced team. I think that they will not finish second this season. I think that's Sparta.
It's going to be the top two Prague clubs, I think, for the top two, probably.
Sparta still looks so good right now.
Yeah,
and
they do.
I mean, maybe they don't have enough compared still with Slavia, but they're and it pains me to say that this right now, but probably Sparta are the most exciting team to watch right now in the first league.
I think they are.
I mean, Pilsen sort of are for a number of reasons. Battered by Slovan Liberec. Slovan were 3-0 up within the half hour. And then they only scored through a penalty, Viktorka, and then it was 4-1 at the end. Very good goals in that game. And they huffed and puffed against Mladá Boleslav at the weekend. Mladá probably should have had a penalty, I think, as well in that game, if I remember.
Yeah, and this is a poor Boleslav side. I mean, it's still stone stinking bottom, I think.
You know, if your team isn't playing well and needs a boost, though, along comes Borovka Brno to put the world right again.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Yeah,
this is it. But, like, the serious point that I kind of wanted to make about this is that. And I think Slovan Liberec are a better team than Zborovka? Yes.
Yes.
I think most teams in the league are. But if you just go out and sort of swashbuckle a bit and try and get shots on goal. At least two of those goals were from about just outside the box for Slovan. Had a couple where they worked it in and were able to, you know, sort of get the pass off and sort of slot home as well. Like, if we can sort of get that sort of pace and that attacking intensity that we had.
Yeah, a bit of vim back into the side would be nice.
Against teams far worse than Victoria Pilsen, of course. But, you know, last time out, then, you know.
But also, yeah, like as you said, get you know, a bunch of our 20-somethings buzzing around their, you know, aging midfield and back line. We can cause them problems. I don't see why not. But
just play a bloody 4-4-2.
4-4-fucking-2.
My problem is, very much the fact that we just need to actually start getting bodies forward at this point. Like, our defence is by far the weakest part of this squad. And it's not entirely the players' fault. Well, it is, because they got injured. But it's
slightly harsh.
I think some of our players that are poor quality, but also some of them are, you know, on crutches. So you can't really blame that too much. But you've got to just let the attack breathe then.
Yeah, true, yeah. Yeah, So we will see whether we are allowed to go to that. I would very much like to, because I like Pilsen as a town, and it's one of the few you haven't been to.
I've never been to Pilsen. Magnificent, disgraceful.
It's a magnificent ground as well, by the way. It really is. It's an absolutely cracking ground, right in the city centre, as it should be.
Sunday at 5:30, I believe, as well. So we'll necessitate a day.
Yes,
over.
That's fine. And no matter what happens, next week, ladies and gentlemen, means the return of railway station jingles, because we've never done a top flight railway station jingles before. Oh, lordy, am I looking forward to that.
I cannot contain my excitement
for that one,
David.
I don't care about the fact that Cesc Drahi no longer use them. I'm taking them anyway.
Well, I mean, if anyone actually has a problem with that who listens in...
It's brovcast@gmail.com.
There we go. It's brovcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. It was a popular bit of the show for me and about three other people. Yeah. So I'm bringing it back. Anyway, yeah, that's that.
That's us for another fortnight. Hopefully we won't be coming back to you with another zero-pointer-ama.
Well, yes. I mean, I think this episode, like, it started very negatively, and we apologise for that, listener. But, you know, it was what it was, unfortunately. And... yeah, hopefully we'll come back to you with better news in a couple of weeks' time. But as it stands, follow us on social media, tell your friends about us, and we're going to play you out with a bit of 80s anarchic comedy record nonsense. So, see you again.
Bye. You can't spend a bit of a coffee. He loves to keep fucking Barnsley. He loves to keep fucking Barnsley. He's an A-born better representative. He's an A-born better representative. Hello, John Barnum out. 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 They put me in a special hospital. They put me in a special hospital. Is there life on Mars? Is there life on Mars? Is there life in Peckham? Is there life in Peckham? What's that switch over there for? What's that switch over there for? Hello, John Gatney Mountain. Hello, John Gatney Mountain. He can't half play the bongos. He can't half play the bongos. He's got a record by Billy Joel. He's got a record by Billy Joel. Them lots are easy. Them lots are easy. Here's my calling card. What? Here's my calling card. What? That's a piece of balsa. That's a piece of balsa. You can make a model out of that. You can make a model out of that. And he stuck his head in a dustbin. He stuck his head in a dustbin. And ran through the laundry. Then ran through the laundry. Hello, John, got your mouth, ah. Hello, John, got your mouth, ah. Here, John, do you like the soup, dear? Hey, hey, it's a lovely soup, you know. Here, want a brown ale? Here, want a brown ale? Hello, John, got your mouth, ah. Hello, John, got your mouth, ah. Mind your light and bitter. Mind your light and bitter. Hello, John, got your mouth, ah. He works on the Thames barrier. He works on the Thames barrier. I keep tropical fish. I keep tropical fish. In me underpants. In me underpants. Hello, John, got your mouth, ah. Hello, John, got your mouth, ah. He walks around with an hat on. He walks around with an hat on. Oh, Ronnie, yeah, he's the intelligent one. He's in the police force. Yeah.
Hello, John, got your mouth, ah. Hello, John, got your mouth, ah.
Been to Miami. Lovely, Miami. Package store in Miami. Just can't get a light and bitter. Can't get a light and bitter in Miami. You can get one in Bermondsey, though. That's a nice sound as well, Bermondsey. You can get a light and bitter, and it sounds nice. Light and bitter, that sounds nice. I like a light and bitter. Ah, cheers, thanks a lot. Oh, nice one, yeah. All right, what are you having? What are you having, eh? Pina colada. Lovely, hey, you must be sophisticated.
Hello, John, got your mouth, ah! Hello, John, got your mouth, ah! You can't smell a bit of the coffee. You can't smell a bit of the coffee. Hello, John, got your mouth, ah!
Hello, John, got your mouth, ah! Hello, John, got your mouth, ah! Hello, John, got your mouth, ah! Hello, John, got your mouth, ah! Yeah, that's a nice three-piece suite, yeah. I like your music, Senna. Here, got any Demis Roussos?
Oh, I like him. Barry Manilow. Oh, I think he's terrific. Oh, I love him. I love Barry Manilow. I come all week. When I hear Barry Manilow, I come all week.